Good morning, Warren. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. Thanks for having me.
You're about to head off on what I would describe as the great adventure, the lap of Australia, but you've got a reason, you've got a mission in mind. Can you tell us a little about that?
Sure. So there's a couple of reasons for it. One is that we're trying to increase awareness around travelling with a disability. Currently, there's lots of resources, individual resources on the web, but there's nothing that actually puts them together. So it's quite difficult for a person that's mobility impaired to look at an area and find out exactly what they can and can't do, what they might run into difficulty with, what might be easy. It's just a whole Pandora's box of people trying to research and what they're going to do and what their options are. The second option is that I've been involved in a charity for some years now, Muscular Dystrophy Tasmania, and we try to raise $50,000 for them so they can continue to do their good work in helping Tasmanian families that live with muscular dystrophy.
When you say arrive in a town or a village, what do you do that will help those who might follow you?
So what we're trying to do is produce a resource. My partner and I are going to head off on the 23rd of May. We're going to travel right around the country. As we go around the country, we're going to be visiting lots of places, and we're going to be reviewing those as far as accessibility and ease for mobility impaired people. We estimate that we'll probably do about 500 or 600 places in the 6 months that we're away. They will all be logged and put into our website and reviewed for accessibility and a practical review that other people might be able to visit and get advice on those particular places. When we actually get back to Tasmania, we'll then collate all that information, start developing an app that other people will be able to put their own experiences in, and hopefully, within a year or two, we'll have a definitive guide for people that want to travel that have a mobility impairment.
So 6 months going around, stopping at various places. Will you be doing a log or a blog of that as you travel with photographs and comments, etc.?
Sure, well, my hobby is actually landscape photography, so I'm really looking forward to the opportunity to get around this beautiful big country of ours and take some photos of it. But we'll be doing a few things while we're away. We'll be producing weekly YouTube videos documenting our experiences as we go. We'll also be putting blog posts into our website at wobblyboots.com.au. And as I said, we'll be rating places as we go for accessibility. So there'll be plenty of information that we'll be putting into the site, and that people will be able to follow our adventures as we go.
Does sound like a kind of a marvelous resource for people who have mobility issues and who do want to go on a holiday and plan ahead.
Yeah, I think so. At the moment, there's lots of good companies out there that do travel experiences for disabled people, but they're rather sanitised. I'm more Steppenwolf than the Osmonds. I just want to get in the car and hit the highway and go off myself. But as part of that, you need to be aware of the limitations that your particular disability, if you like, provides. So we're intending to produce an app that, say, for instance, if you want to travel to the Fraser Peninsula in Tasmania, there'll be a map will come up. There'll be icons on there of attractions and things in the area, and you'll be able to quickly work out from other people's experiences what you can and can't do. You'll be able to do, for instance, the Cape Tourville walk, which is completely accessible. Go to the winery, do the oysters and that type of thing. But forget about trying to get into Wineglass Bay or get on the actual boat trip, because there's just no accessible way for you to do that.
Just to use an example, which I know is the Mount Field, if you want to go into the waterfall, there's a kind of a sealed path in, which is reasonably level. So wheelchairs and people with not a lot of strength in their legs, etc., can do that. But if they want to go further, there's a fair bit of climbing, which is really out of their reach. So it's really to know all of this before you plan to go there, isn't it?
Exactly, and ironically, that's the reason why I've embarked on this journey about 5 years ago. Being a photographer, I decided to do all three waterfalls in Mount Field National Park in one day. So we got into Russell Falls, fine, it's a beautiful, accessible path. They've done a brilliant job with that. But the other two waterfalls, Horseshoe Falls, I can get to because I can walk back to the car park, drive my car around to the tall trees walk, and then walk in from the top. It's a couple of steps at the bottom, but I can manage those. I certainly have no chance of getting up the steep stairs that are adjacent to Russell Falls. But Lady Baron Falls, I tried to get into Lady Baron Falls. I managed to get about two-thirds of the way in and came to a hill that I just couldn't get up. So I had to abandon that and walk back to the car park with a bit of steam coming out of my ears. You're exactly right. So it's a perfect example, the Mount Field National Park, of being a fully accessible trip into Russell Falls, where the other two falls for mobility impaired people are going to be a very difficult proposition.
Now, you're fundraising, you're looking for $50,000. Can you tell me how that works and how people can help?
Sure. Well, we've come up with what we call Australia's longest race. Kathy and I are going to be doing real kilometres on the ground, and we estimate that we're going to do 25,000 kilometres on our journey around the country. So we're giving people the opportunity to donate and help us. Every $2 donated becomes one virtual kilometre. And we're hoping if we can raise $50,000, that's 25,000 kilometres, and we'll see who gets to the 25,000 kilometre mark first, with Kathy and I in the vehicle or our virtual donations. All donations are going, that they're not used at all for the trip. All donations are being receipted directly to Muscular Dystrophy Tasmania, who make a difference in the lives of the people that suffer from muscular dystrophy and allied conditions in real ways. You know, that they do things like buy hydrotherapy pools for children and for families so that they can delay the onset of the disease. We've purchased an electric wheelchair and a vehicle to cart it around with a couple of years ago. And, you know, so we do practical things. It's not a big picture organisation. They're not looking for a cure, although they'd welcome a cure if it was found, but they're looking to help real people with muscular dystrophy and in real ways.
All of the money goes straight to them.
That's correct. Yes, we're not a dollar that goes to the Wobbly Boots Big Lap gets used for the trip at all. It is all entirely to benefit Muscular Dystrophy Tasmania and the people that they're trying to help.
You just mentioned Wobbly Boots Big Lap. Can you tell us a little about that?
Yeah, look, it's the name that we've come up for the whole adventure that encompasses the whole thing. I got dubbed Wobbly Boots quite a few years ago and the name stuck. We decided last year, my partner and I, Kathy, who's wonderfully supportive, I've always harboured an ambition to do a big lap of Australia. There's a wheelchair, you know, somewhere in my future, just over the horizon. So we figured if we're going to do it, then the time to do it would probably be now. So, you know, we decided that not only would we, you know, head off and realise that ambition, but we'd also try and help other people as well by coming up with this disability awareness app that we hope to complete by the time we get back, or after we get back, I should say, and to raise some much-needed funds for a charity that really does help Tasmanian families.
While you'd be 6 months on the road, so I thought we might just check in with you once a month and do a little interview to see where you are and how you're progressing on your trip.
Oh, I'd love that, Brian. That'd be awesome to give you an update on what we're doing and the great, positive, wonderful things that we see around the country, and I guess also dwell on some of the things that make it difficult for mobility impaired people as well.
And how do people donate?
Okay, so the website is wobblyboots.com.au. If you Google the four words Wobbly Boots Big Lap, it should come up as the first result from the website. There's donation buttons there, so you can click through to the fundraising page and make a donation there.
Warren, we wish you all the best on your trip.
Thank you, Brian. I really appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.